Title: French Picasso Judgment is Abstract Expression to U.S. Law. Content: Last week, Shepherd Mullin partner Neil Popovich, SF, secured summary judgment against recognition of a €2 million, $2.2 million, French judgment against art editor Alan Wafsy and Wafsy's company Alan Wafsy and Associates. The dispute centers around photographs of the works of Pablo Picasso. In the early 1900s, Christian Zervis, working directly with Picasso, compiled some 16,000 photographs of Picasso's work in a multi-volume collection that became known as the Zervis Catalog. The first volume of the Zervis Catalog was published in 1932. Yves Sicker de Fontbrun, a French citizen, later acquired the rights to the Zervis Catalog. In 1995, American art editor Alan Wafsy, having obtained permission from the Picasso estate to reproduce the master's works, began publishing a new collection entitled The Picasso Project, which included some photographs that had appeared in the Zervis catalog. In response, de Fontbrun brought a copyright infringement suit against Wafsy in France. A series of disputes between the parties led to a 2001 judgment in France, in which a French court of appeals, reversing the factual findings of a lower court, found the Picasso Project infringed the copyrights to several photographs in the Zervis catalog. The judgment prohibited Wafsy from using the photographs at issue and imposed an estrainte of 10,000 francs, approximately $1,680, for each future use of the prohibited works. When copies of the Picasso Project were found in a French bookstore almost a decade later, de Fontbrun brought a new lawsuit to enforce the previously issued estrainte. With no appearance by Wafsy, who had not been served, de Fontbrun convinced the French judge to liquidate the estrainte, resulting in a 2012 judgment against Wafsy for €2 million, $2.2 million, payable to de Fontbrun. In an effort to enforce the 2012 French judgment, de Fontbrun brought suit against Wafsy in California under California's Uniform Foreign Country Money Judgments Recognition Act. California's Recognition Act, like the analogous statutes in most U.S. states, provides that a local court is not required to recognize a foreign judgment that is repugnant to the public policy of the state or the United States. Noting that, the court is mindful of concerns over comedy between French and U.S. courts, U.S. District Court Judge Edward Davila, NDCal, nevertheless concluded that Wafsy carried his burden of showing there was no genuine issue of material fact that the 2012 judgment is repugnant to U.S. public policy. Despite the high bar that California courts have set for repugnancy, Popovich successfully argued that the French judgment contravenes fundamental U.S. public policy that favors free speech and promotion of the arts. Popovich asserted, and Judge Davila agreed, that these fundamental ideals, grounded in the First Amendment, are embodied in the well-established fair use defense to copyright infringement. Because the fair use defense would preclude liability in a U.S. court, and because the defense reflects a fundamental U.S. public policy, the French judgment, regardless of whether it was defensible under French law, did not warrant recognition in California. In determining whether an infringement constitutes fair use, U.S. courts weigh four factors. First, courts consider the purpose and character of the use. Here, Judge Davila explained that the factor weighs heavily in favor of fair use because the Picasso Project is intended for libraries, academic institutions, art collectors, and auction houses, falling within the list of exemplary uses laid out in preamble to Section 107 of the Copyright Act. Next, courts evaluate the nature of the copyrighted work. Judge Davila found the second factor weighed slightly against fair use because the French appellate court found, reversing the lower court, the photographs are themselves creative works that seek to find Picasso's quintessence through deliberate artistic choices of lighting, lens, filter, framing, and angle. However, the factors weighed against fair use is slight because the Zervis catalog is documentary in nature and aims to faithfully reproduce Picasso's work, not to showcase the original artistic expression of the photographer. The third factor considers the amount and substantiality of the taking. Judge Davila concluded that this factor favors fair use because the photographs contain